I was in middle school
that I got so bored in my English class that I started flipping through one of our classroom textbooks. And I can't remember whether I was just trying to pass the time or whether I was actually looking for something to read. But I eventually came across a short story by Leo Tolstoy titled, How Much Land Does a Man Need? The title must have caught my attention because I started reading this story, which is about a Russian peasant who boasts that he would not be afraid of the devil himself if he had enough land. So of course, the devil overhears this and starts tempting the peasant with ever larger plots of land. If I kept going, I would tell the whole story, but I don't want to spoil it for you. You do end up learning the lesson, the answer to the question, so. The story was a pleasant surprise to me on two levels. The first was that I had found something enjoyable to read in an English textbook. I don't know about you, but when I was a middle school student, I didn't exactly associate English textbooks with great entertainment. But on a deeper level, I was surprised as a very staunchly irreligious preteen to be so taken by a story that was centered on the Christian theme of temptation. The story must have made a very strong impression on me because years later, after I had graduated from college, I wondered if the story I had read when I was just a preteen was as good as I remembered, and I ended up rereading it, and after that, many other stories that Tolstoy wrote. And in retrospect, I don't think that I would have been able to embark on my Christian faith journey without having read Tolstoy's stories, which introduced me to a picture of Christianity grounded in love, nonviolence, and economic justice. For example, one of my favorite stories is called Two Old Men. It's about two men who decide to fulfill their vows to go on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem before they die. One of them makes it to Jerusalem, but the other gets sidetracked along the way and ends up spending all his money on helping an impoverished family after a famine. The reader is left to decide which of the two men really fulfilled their vow. I have experienced and I keep experiencing so much spiritual growth from reading stories like these in conversation with scripture and reflecting on what it might mean to live out the lessons of these stories in my own life. My experience is that spiritual growth, like with the fig tree in the parable, isn't always visible or even intentional. Sometimes the growth just happens, even out of boredom. And my story, which begins with boredom, also ends with boredom. In the second half of 2020, after several months of sheltering in place for COVID, I found myself almost bored out of my mind and just genuinely overwhelmed by the amount of unstructured time I had. To make things worse, I had been living by myself in a little studio in isolation, and I was starting to question whether the work I was doing was really all that meaningful. So I desperately wanted to find something to do with my time that was a meaningful outlet that would stave off this crushing boredom. But what would that be? And so at this point, it might not surprise you that the answer also involves Tolstoy. I started volunteering for a project called Standard eBooks, which is a website that publishes free modern eBook editions of classic books that have gone out of copyright. And with all the spare time I had, I embarked on a project to compile an anthology containing every Tolstoy short story that had ever been translated into English before 1926. And the complete anthology, which I must have spent hundreds of hours working on throughout 2020 and 2021, had about 100 short stories and was as long as War and Peace in the end. And I still think of completing this project as one of the greatest accomplishments of my life. And it began because I had nothing better to do. No other reason than that. And I like to think that in my own way, I was like the seeds that fell on the good soil in the parable of the sower that brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. So I'll conclude with this. In the parable of the barren fig tree, the gardener suggests to the owner that he could put manure in the soil to fertilize the tree. Well, here's a question for all of us. What if sometimes our boredom is nothing less than the manure that we need to grow in our own lives?
Good. Thank you. Very good, very good.
Please turn to the words
take me as I am, and we'll sing together.